good morning, everybody, and welcome to Coffee and the Word on Monday, December the 10th. I know that this is a busy month for everyone. We celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you know, the cool thing about it is we celebrate it all year long. There's just more attention drawn to it this time of year if we keep our attention on the real reason for the season. So just having a great December, and I hope you are as well. I'm looking forward to being with my family next week. I'm going to actually be traveling to see them in Jacksonville, Florida. So we're all gathering together again near my mother, and so that's such a blessing. It was 10 years ago today my father went to be with the Lord. He was an amazing man. He was a man of God and a wonderful father that really loved his family. And so today I just honor him and the heritage that he left for his children. And I really believe that I have his mantle on my life. And so today he is in my heart and in my mind more than normal. He's with me every day. But thinking about him today and what a great example he set for his children. And I'm giving thanks for that today. So one of the things that my father taught me was honor and obedience. And not that I always followed that, but you know, the Bible says to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart. It never says that when he's young, he won't take a detour. So I certainly had my detour, but now that I am older, all the things that my father taught me are a very integral part of my life, and I'm thankful for that. Well, today we're going to talk about getting dressed. You know, we get dressed every day, and we, depending on what we're going to be doing that day, we'll dress a certain way. If we're going somewhere, like going to the office or going to church, we'll dress up. If we're going to be around the house working, we may dress in blue jeans and a sweatshirt or a T-shirt and flip-flops. But every single morning, we get dressed. And many times we're so focused on what we're going to wear that day, especially if you're a high-maintenance girl. I always say God makes people so unique. I think I was born with a sequin on or something sparkly on my body when I came out of the womb. But, you know, a lot of days we're thinking about what are we going to wear. And I know whenever I'm going to do an event or I'm going to be speaking and there are other women that are going to be there, they'll call me and say, what are you wearing? And we get really focused on dressing our physical bodies. But God says that we are to get dressed every day spiritually, and so that's what we're going to focus on this morning. Our scripture for today is Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. And it says, be strong in the Lord, be empowered through your union with him, and draw your strength from him. And then in the Amplified Bible, it says, that strength which his boundless might provides. So this is Paul, and what really impacted me is that he says, in conclusion, because he has just written a letter to the church at Ephesus, and this letter is really an instruction manual on how to behave and how to handle some things that were going on at that time in the church. I was so impacted this morning as I was reading back over it, and I continued to read on further and realized and remembered, because sometimes you just kind of forget these things, that Paul wrote this while he was in prison. So Paul is in prison, and he is teaching and preaching from prison. And what hit me this morning is so many times in our lives when something bad happens or something derails, things go off course, or at least the way we had thought they would go, we stop sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. I think the enemy wants you to think, well, you really can't talk about how good Jesus is right now because you've got some messed up stuff in your life. But here Paul was in prison. He's in prison. It doesn't get much worse than the prisons of that day. And here he is in prison, and yet he is using that prison as a platform to preach and to teach. So we really don't have any excuse in our lives to not be used by God when God was obviously using Paul when he was in the worst circumstance of his natural life. So Paul is telling us to be empowered through our union with God and to draw our strength from God. So we know that when our strength is weak, that the Word of God says that in when we are weak, He is strong. And so we know that we have to be vitally connected to Him to maintain our strength. Then 11 says, put on God's whole armor. Now, he doesn't say that just because you're a Christian, you're going to naturally have the armor. He doesn't say that you just become a Christian and suddenly the armor belongs to you. We have to put it on. Just like your clothes don't jump on your body, this armor we're talking about today doesn't jump on you. It is something you have to put on. And it says the armor of a heavy armed soldier, which God supplies. So we know God is the supplier of our armor. And then he says that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the strategies and deceits of the devil. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood. We're not contending with a physical opponent, but we are fighting against the powers, the master spirits who are in the world, the rulers of the present darkness, the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly sphere. So he says, therefore. So when you see the word therefore, it means because of that, because we're not wrestling with something in the natural realm. When you find sickness and disease coming on your body, you're not wrestling with something in the natural realm. It took me a while to really get that. You know, there was a time in my life when I just accepted the fact that if I was sick, you know, I was sick. And, and I had to realize that that's not the case. There is something that we have to fight. And hold on just a second. Somebody's texting me. Wondering if I'm awake. Well, heavens, yes, I'm awake. So we are not wrestling with flesh and blood. Therefore, we can't fight with flesh and blood. We can't fight with our own natural ability because we're not fighting something natural. We're fighting something supernatural. When you have to realize everything that happens in your life, if you can see it with the spirit, eyes of the Spirit, instead of the eyes of the flesh. And that's a prayer that I've been praying lately more and more, is God, allow me to see things through your eyes and not through the eyes of my flesh. So we're in a supernatural battle. And so therefore, we have to put on God's complete armor, okay? There is not one thing in the natural that we can do to fight it. So many of you listening in may be weary right now because you're trying to do something in your own strength, or you're trying to fight a battle in your own strength. I know some of you on this call have specific situations that are going on right now that could really be exhausting to you. And there is a time when God tells us to pull apart, pull away, and rest. But we have to realize that anytime we're trying to do something in our own strength, we're going to become weary. So he says, therefore, put on God's complete armor that you may be able to resist and stand. So first we resist, and then we stand our ground on the evil day of danger, having done all the crisis demands. So we know that God's going to give us instructions on what to do during the crisis. He certainly has done that for me this past year, to give me a specific instruction. So we are in the Word of God, getting our instructions every day, but he says, having done all that the crisis demands, stand firmly in your place. And so God took me to Exodus 14:14 this morning, when the children of Israel had left Egypt, and Pharaoh began to chase them. And there they were at the Red Sea, and they were murmuring and complaining at Moses and saying, you know, weren't there enough graves in Egypt? You had to bring us out here in the wilderness, in the desert, to die like dogs at the hand of Pharaoh. And the Lord said to Moses, God through Moses said, do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Lord, and then he says, the Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. And then this is a really great scripture. The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still. Mm-hmm. So there are times when, having done all to stand, God tells us just to be still. And he will fight for us. So the real key, if we go back to the beginning, And we go back to be strong in the Lord, be empowered through your union with him, draw your strength from him. We know that to be able to stand, having done all that the crisis demands, the only way that we can do that is to be in complete and total union with him. We get our divine downloads from him. We get our instructions from him. And you know what? If he doesn't tell you to move, don't move. If he doesn't tell you to do it, don't do it. Stand still, and the Lord will fight for you. However, he then goes on to say, stand therefore, holding your ground, having tightened the belt of truth around your loins. And we know that the truth is the Word of God. So we have to tighten the belt of the Word of God around us and make sure that that is what is holding us securely in place, is his Word, not a person's opinion, not someone's viewpoint, not some counsel that we received, although it is good to get wise counsel, and there's safety in a multitude of counsel. Sometimes we go to the phone instead of the throne. Sometimes we go and get counsel after counsel after counsel, but we haven't really gotten into the Word of God and asked God what he has to say about the situation. So we have to have the truth, the belt of the truth, tightened around our waist. And then he says, put on the breastplate of integrity, and some translations say the breastplate of righteousness, and in the Amplified it says integrity and moral rectitude and right standing with God. So we're putting that breastplate. It's protecting our heart, guys. When you put a breastplate on, it's protecting your core. The breastplate is protecting that heart, that vital heart. Our righteousness is our breastplate. It is our protection. It is our right standing with God and our integrity that protects us. And so it's so important that we are walking in integrity in our relationships with other people and in every situation. Then he goes on to say, having shod your feet in preparation. In other words, you're putting something on your feet. It says to face the enemy with firm-footed stability and the promptness and readiness produced by the good news of the gospel of peace. Now, that's the Amplified. So he's saying to put on the gospel of peace, shod your feet with the gospel of peace. And what I translate that to mean is that everywhere you step, everywhere you walk, you take the gospel of peace with you. Wherever you go, if you're going into a difficult situation, if you're going into a family event this holiday season, and there are people there that are difficult to deal with, sometimes that's some of the hardest things I hear people facing, is dealing with family members that there's a history with. Go in with your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, righteousness. And go in there and walk in there in peace wherever you go. However, I think it's interesting that he says, having shod your feet in preparation to face the enemy. In preparation. So we have to prepare for these meetings. We have to prepare for these encounters. We have to put on the breastplate of righteousness and prepare our feet with the gospel of Jesus Christ before we walk in. So there's a preparation time that we need. We don't need to go in naked and unarmored into any situation, but particularly situations that we know are going to be challenging. Then he says in verse 16, lift up over all, over everything, the shield of faith, upon which you can quench all the flaming missiles of the evil one. So our faith is the shield that we lift up over all of it, the faith of knowing that God will meet our needs, that God will fight for us, that God supplies everything that we have need of, that our God, we are saved by faith in everything that Jesus had. And we talked in the last three Coffee and the Words about the gifts. Everything that he has given us that is available to us is available by faith. And so without faith, it is impossible to please him. So we know that it is the faith that quenches the flaming missiles of the wicked one. You know, when the wicked one comes, and you know, he often loves to talk to God's people. and try to plant seeds of doubt, negativity, strife. He'll blow stuff up in your mind if you'll let him, about other people that when you get to actually talk to them, it's not even true. You know, he'll really try to play with your mind. And he says here that, you know, it's our faith that we speak back to the devil the word of God. You know, the word says, that's the way you fight the enemy is with the truth of the word. So that is where our faith comes from, is from that truth of God's word. And then he says to take the helmet of our salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So once again, we go back to everything, every battle belongs to the Lord, and it is the truth of God's word that defeats the enemy. It's the truth of God's word that defeats the enemies in our lives. So we have to stay in the word. And then it says, now notice it says in verse 18, pray at all times and on every occasion and in every season in the Spirit and in all manner of prayer and entreaty. So he tells us to pray, but he tells us to get into the word first. And I think a lot of times what we do is we just pray, oh, God, help me. Oh, God, you know, deliver me. Oh, God, I need you to meet this need. But he tells us first and foremost in the battle that we have to get into the word. The word of God has the answer. Then pray at all times and on every occasion and in every season in the Spirit with all manner of prayer. So he's saying to pray in your prayer language, pray in the natural, pray in every manner that you have, because he wants us to be in constant communication with him, and that's all prayer is communicating with the Father, speaking the word over our situation. And he says, to that end, keep alert and watch with a strong purpose and perseverance. So he's telling us, you're going to have to be alert. You're going to have to be on the watch. You've got to have a strong purpose, and you got to know that you know that you know that you know. You can't be wavering back and forth. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And then he says, interceding in behalf of all the saints. So we need to be praying for one another. When God brings me to your mind, pray for me, intercede for me. When God brings you to my mind, I pray for you, I intercede for you. We need to know when somebody's constantly coming up in our spirit, when someone's constantly coming to our memory, then there's a reason for that. And I believe it's because we need to pray for them and very possibly pick up the phone, call them and say, hey, what's going on? The Lord keeps bringing you to my mind and to my heart. So last but not least, he says, and pray also for me that freedom of utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth to proclaim boldly the mystery of the good news of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in prison, that I may declare it boldly and courageously as I ought to do. There you have it, guys. Here he is in prison. He's ministering the word of God. He's exhorting. He's encouraging. He's lifting people up. And there's such power in that. You know, last year when everything fell apart in my world, or seemingly did, and I have to tell you, it felt to me in many regards that I had failed. And that I needed to just take a break and, you know, how could I talk about these things when, you know, some major prayers that I was praying seemed to have not come to pass and seemed to have been to no avail. And I'm just telling you guys, staying vitally connected to God during that time, he would not let me quit. He would not let me stop. He began to open more doors. Opportunities to speak came from all sides, everywhere. Even in the middle of the major battle that I was in, God had me teaching a book and Bible study on the bait of Satan, on how important it is to forgive and not carrying a spirit of offense. And I will tell you now, I can look back and say without a doubt in my mind that teaching that class probably was one of the most important things that I did in the middle of the battle. Because it, as I was teaching it to others, I was teaching myself, and I was living it, and I was having to walk it out every single day. There were so many opportunities to take an offense. There were so many opportunities it was hard to forgive, because every day there was something new and fresh being unveiled, something new and fresh being told to me that had been happening, or that had happened, that completely altered the way that I saw the last 6 years of my life. And so I'm thankful to God that He did not let me hibernate and hide out until the storm passed. He had me teaching, preaching, ministering, and He actually ramped it up during the difficult time instead of allowing me to take a back seat. And I got to tell you, my flesh wanted to. My flesh wanted to hibernate. I didn't want to see people. I wanted to curl up in a little ball and feel bad, you know. And sometimes we want to do that. But thank God that because I was staying connected to the vine and clinging to the vine and getting my divine instructions from Him, He would not allow that to happen. And guys, whatever you're going through today, He is still, and He desires to use you. He has a plan for you. And really, in the pain, there is a process by which He is going to use you probably more mightily than you could have ever been used before. Because what we've been through, we can help others go through. He takes our mess and makes it our message. He takes our test, makes it our testimony. And I love what Joyce Meyer says, if you can go through the test without getting the monies, you get a mighty testimony. And so I'm thankful to Him. And so, Father, we just come to You today. We lift up this Monday to You. We thank You that You are faithful. We thank You, Father God, that we walk in and we can put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, that our feet can be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We quench the fiery darts of the enemy today, Lord God, as we are dressed for battle. And we thank You, Lord, that You go before us to prepare a way. You make a way in the wilderness, and You make rivers in the desert. So, Father God, we just thank You today that You open up a way for each and every one of us, Lord God. Give us all that we need. Give us every bit of strength that we need, for we lean on You today. We trust You, and we give You all praise and all glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.